It's America Weekend, spending time with you. I'm Valerie Smaldone, along with friends, and my friends are experts in their field. Michael O'Connor is a celebrity stylist who knows his stuff. And on this America Weekend, Michael brings up something that I'm very curious about. That's velvet. I actually have two or three pieces in my closet I was going to dump, but I think I may be changing my mind. So let's listen. Michael?
Thanks, Valerie. Last week, if you remember, we talked a little bit about some of the trends for fall and winter 2016. I gave you some style tips on one of those trends, which was pinstripes. But this week, I want to move on to another fashion trend that we saw on many of the fall runways and talk about the best ways to wear velvet. You know, for many years, velvet has really kind of gotten a bad rap. People really equated velvet with either little girly dresses or old lady jackets. Additionally, the idea of velvet still may conjure up images of only cold weather wear or maybe some elegant holiday parties. But these days, designers are trying to change the perception of velvet, and some of the pieces that we saw on runways were actually more on the casual side, so velvet isn't for the holidays only any longer. The easiest way to wear velvet at any time is in a great tailored jacket. So keep that really dressy feel if you want by partnering it with nice tailored pants or totally dressing it down by partnering it with casual jeans. For guys, partnering a great velvet jacket with gray pants and a crisp white shirt is an immediately winning look that's elegant and sophisticated. For women, partnering a velvet jacket with a simple skirt can give you a very polished and professional look. And if you really want that sexy chic feel, partner it with leggings or jeans, because that's really going to totally change the look. When choosing velvet, the key to looking great is to really go with the finest quality fabric that you can find, and specifically in the case of a jacket, like I just spoke about, that it's something that is going to be very well tailored. When wearing velvet, there are a couple things that you really need to remember. A little velvet can go a long way, so if you're wearing one major piece of velvet, there's no need to partner it with all the velvet coordinates and accessories. Let the one piece take the center stage in your outfit. Second, velvet tends to look its richest and best in the deeper shades and in the rich jewel tones, as opposed to the pastels. And especially towards the colder months and the holidays, those richer tones and deeper tones are really going to be perfect for almost everything that you want. Velvet, by nature, is a thicker fabric, so it can actually add a few inches to even the thinnest of hips. Therefore, it can be a little tricky to wear depending upon what your body type is. If you have a lean, straight type of body, you can give the look of actually having more curves with velvet pieces that have maybe some ruching toward the bust or the hip area. The great thing about velvet is that with the right dress, pants, or jacket, it can actually help even out your curves as well. So if you already are more curvy perhaps on the top, a great pair of velvet pants could be perfect. And if you're more curvy toward the bottom, a great velvet shirt, blouse, or jacket can really help even out what's happening up top. Now, if you already have some generous curves, look at the pieces that won't exaggerate them too much. For example, choose pieces that are a little bit plain in cut, like a skater-style skirt, for example. This could be a perfect choice. Now, if you're a little bit afraid of this trend and you still want to work velvet into your wardrobe, you can do so with accessories. There are so many pairs of great velvet shoes or boots out there these days, and also a great velvet handbag can really elevate your entire look. A velvet ribbon around the neck that's fastened by a large brooch can be a real eye-catching look, and even a velvet hairband, it can give you that old moneyed kind of look. Fortunately, there are so many designers who are doing great velvet trim that you can actually take advantage of velvet without wearing it top to bottom. Now, if you still want to wear velvet into the summer months, that's okay. Just think about it a little bit more carefully. So, for example, counterbalance the heavier fabric by wearing things that are a little bit more revealing, such as mini skirts, one-shoulder tops, spaghetti straps, or even very low cuts. Lighten up on the tailoring and colors in the summer months, and maybe even have fun with some velvet patterned pieces. Wearing velvet in shoes and handbags is also very summery when mixed with the right summer pieces. Velvet is really one of the hottest trends this coming season, but as you can see, you can get a jump start on wearing velvet right now, even during the last days of summer and into the early fall. Now, if you want to see these visually, don't forget that you can go to my Facebook page, Michael O'Connor Style, where I'll show a couple of examples and you can actually listen to this again. And don't forget to also follow me on Instagram and Twitter at StylingSpy, at StylingSpy. Until next week, you're fashionable in five. Thanks again, Valerie.
Always a pleasure, Michael O'Connor. And I learned so much with this Fashionable in Five feature on America Weekend. And I definitely will be looking at the visuals to see if I should keep my velvet or not. I'm Valerie Smaldone, and this is America Weekend.
Harrison with you. 4 miles up on the famous Matterhorn in Switzerland, one of the few protected Edelweiss flowers timidly grows. The blooms can not only slow the human aging process in skin, but Edelweiss is also known to strengthen blood vessels. Herr Lügen and I observed the flower during a mountain climb.
You see one of the most rarest plants in the Alps, highly protected, so protected you can even touch it. It's not allowed.
When you see an Edelweiss, there's a rule. You have to sit down right next to it, whistle a song.
So are you going to whistle a song for us?
Actually, I wanted to yodel.
Yodel. As more of us protect what can save us, we can certainly have fun too.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
Nicknamed the A-Train, this powerful fullback punished defenders on his way to 6 Pro Bowls. In 2002, he became the first player in Tampa Bay Buccaneers history to score a touchdown in the Super Bowl.
Hand off Alston. Up the gut, Mike Alston. Touchdown, Tampa Bay.
Yeah, baby.
So where is Mike Alston now? Mike lives in St. Petersburg, Florida with his wife and 3 kids. He and former teammate Dave Moore are the owners of Island Way Grill in Clearwater. Mike has spent some time coaching youth football, but these days he's back on the field full time. In April of 2012, Mike was named head football coach of the Northside Christian High School Mustangs.
We do this together, and we build something special so they have memories for life.
Sounds like the Mustangs are in for one heck of a ride on the A-Train. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.